I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network, at BetMGM Network, over on Twitter. Like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Cassant, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the Blue Jays, now one win away from a World Series title after beating the Dodgers last night in Game 5. Cannot believe we got here, but full credit to the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll be talking World Series all throughout this first hour and to begin the 4 o'clock hour. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, and we're going to get to a lot, NFL, college football, NBA, we got the World Series, college basketball. If you miss anything over these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review. We have four guests that will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. College basketball analyst at Field of 68, been covering the sport for decades, Jeff Goodman, returns to us here on You Better You Bet to break down the upcoming college basketball season, which begins on Monday. College hoops is back in our lives, baby. I mean, I've just gotten over what happened in the Final Four. Tyler has not gotten over it. I mean, maybe by Monday he'll be over what happened to Duke in the Final Four and what happened to Florida against Houston, or rather Houston against Florida, I should say. But college basketball will be back in our lives at 5 o'clock to begin the third hour of the program. At 5:20 Eastern, professional sports better, part of the Hammer HQ, our guy Joey Knish stops by in his weekly spot on a Thursday, breaking down his best bets in college football and in the NFL. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern, NBC's lead betting analyst, Jay Croucher, will join us here on You Better You Bet. Jay does an awesome job on the Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry and Connor Rogers. We'll get all of his thoughts on Week 9 in the NFL and maybe squeeze in a little bit of NBA action as we are 1 week into the regular season in the association. And at 6:20 Eastern time, professional sports bettor, also part of the founder of the Hammer HQ, co-host of Forward Progress, Rob Pozzola, will give us his best bets for Week 9 in the NFL. And Rob, also a massive Toronto Blue Jays fan, will get his thoughts on the World Series as his team is one win away from a World Series championship, the first one since 1993. But as always, it's a Thursday. We want to hear from you as well, at home, watching and listening, in the car, in the office, wherever you are. Let us know your best bet for tonight's Thursday night football game between the Ravens and the Dolphins. Could be a side, a total, a prop. Let us know your best bet and why, and we will give you a shout out later in the program. All you need to do, put it in the YouTube chat or put it into the Twitch chat, and we will tip the cap to you, a real one here on a Thursday. But let's talk about what we saw last night in Game 5 of the World Series as the Toronto Blue Jays beat the LA Dodgers 6-1 to take a 3-2 series lead. Last night, the big headline, of course, has to be the absolute stud, the young stud, the legendary performance by Blue Jays pitcher Trey Yesavage. 22 years old, Trey Yesavage. And last night, the whole country knew his name because all the baseball junkies, like, they had been in the streets, college baseball fans, Jake Hassan, our baseball aficionado, he's known Trey Yesavage. Colin Wilson, college baseball better, was talking to us about Trey Yesavage last week and saying, hey, this is what he was doing in those college baseball circuits. Like, for most of us, you know, casual baseball observers, like, we didn't really know who Trey Yesavage was. He just got called up in the middle of September. How the hell would you know who Trey Yesavage was? But he is now a household name after his historic pitching performance last night in Game 5 of the World Series. Most strikeouts by a rookie in World Series history. 12 of those strikeouts by Trey Yesavage. First pitcher ever, not just rookie, first pitcher ever with 12-plus strikeouts and zero walks in a World Series game. This dude was unbelievable. Trey Yesavage last night, and this is courtesy of Sarah Langs over at MLB Network, does a great job with all these fun nuggets each and every night in the world of baseball. But last night, Trey Yesavage struck out all nine batters in the Dodgers lineup, becoming just the third pitcher in World Series history to do that, joining the likes of Randy Johnson in Game 2 of the 2001 World Series with the Arizona Diamondbacks and Bob Gibson in Game 1 of the 1968 World Series. That's the company that Trey Yesavage keeps. This dude was ridiculous. And I find it so funny because every time he's on the mound, Joe Davis, John Smoltz, they do a tremendous job on the broadcast for Fox doing the World Series and all throughout the playoffs. But every time Yesavage is on the mound, they always bring up that kind of the funny fact about him, about because he just got called up. Hey, you know, he doesn't even have a place to stay. He's staying in a hotel every time that he's out there in Toronto. And whenever they go on the road, Trey Yesavage has to check out of his hotel room because he can't just keep the hotel while he's not even in the country. Like, can we get the man a condo in downtown Toronto now? Like, he doesn't need to be in a hotel anymore. Can we get him a starter home if need be? Like, I think he's going to be staying there for a while. So let's get the guy some permanent residence in Toronto because this dude is now a Canadian legend. Like, not just in Toronto. The entire country sees Trey Yesavage as a legend. Because just think about it. His performance last night. And it is a pivotal Game 5 of the World Series, tied at two games apiece. Trey Yesavage, who made his big league debut 45 days ago, facing a loaded Dodgers lineup with multiple MVPs and future Hall of Famers. That is what was at stake last night in this pivotal Game 5. That is what he was facing last night in this pivotal Game 5. Shohei Ohtani, the greatest athlete in the history of sports, in my opinion. Trey Yesavage made him swing out of his helmet. We've all seen that image floating around social media. That's one that Trey Yesavage, if I'm him, I'm getting a t-shirt with that photo. That photo is hanging up in my house. I'm getting it plastered on my car if I have one. Like, I'm letting everybody know I was the dude that made Ohtani swing out of his helmet with a nasty, nasty pitch. That's Shohei Ohtani. Mookie Betts, former MVP, sit him down twice. Freddie Freeman, former MVP, sit him down not once, not twice, three times last night. Not to mention Will Smith, Teoscar Hernandez, Max Muncy. Yesavage wanted all the smoke from that Dodgers lineup last night. And this dude, who had 16 strikeouts in the regular season, has already struck out 17 batters in just the World Series. He was unreal last night. And I think it's so strange and so funny that everyone's talking about, like, hey, like, because he was only with the team for about 2 weeks in the regular season, he made $59,000 with the Toronto Blue Jays during his short stint in the regular season. And even after the game, Trey Yesavage brought it up, saying, like, hey, you know what, quote, This playoff paycheck is going to be nice whenever it hits. Like, good for you, young man. And honestly, I get it's going to be very nice and you want to see it hit the direct deposit. But based on his pitching performance last night, a legendary pitching performance, as Joe Davis called it, a World Series masterpiece, I don't think in Toronto, Treya Savage is going to have to be grabbing for his wallet anytime soon. That dude is never going to have to buy a drink, a meal, whatever, in the country of Canada. Like, he is not going to have to do any of that, because that guy, if the Blue Jays pull this off, will be one of the all-time greats in Blue Jays history for that performance last night alone. His upside is unreal, and last night, we just saw a glimpse of what Treya Savage can do on the mound in a very big spot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, of course, on the other side of it, there were many of victims to Treya Savage last night. We outlined a few of them, Ohtani, Freeman, and Betts. But Yeah, Savage last night, he made that Dodgers top of the order look like minced meat. And that is the big story in this World Series. And despite Dodgers manager Dave Roberts changing up the lineup, Mookie Betts no longer batting second, puts him in the three hole, puts Will Smith up at second right behind Shohei Ohtani. They're trying everything. Pajes out of the lineup. They're moving stuff around. None of it works. I mean, Mookie Betts was batting seventh last night. Mookie freaking Betts batting seventh. Didn't work. Didn't spark anything. Like, it's just, sorry, he wasn't batting seventh. He was batting third. But like this guy was being moved down in the order. It was Steve Phillips who said that he should bat seventh, is what he said. But like, Mookie Betts getting moved down in the order, like, this thing was all out of sorts. And it's because the Dodgers are trying to create something with this lineup, and it's not happening. And this is a high priced lineup. And so far in this World Series, the Dodgers lineup, an OPS of 651. That's brutal. Like, yuck. That's not what you want in a very big spot. And it's the biggest stars who were in the torture chamber last night for the LA Dodgers. Like, this thing has just been empty. And I crushed the Philadelphia Phillies, their top of the order, during the NLDS and earlier in the postseason. Like, and it rightfully so. Like, the Phillies deserved it. But we have to have the same smoke for this Dodgers lineup. I know they've won a World Series. They did it last year. And they're two wins away from doing it this year again. But this lineup has not shown up. And credit to Yu Savage, what he was able to do. But also, it just has not been Yu Savage, as I mentioned, the OPS so far in this World Series. I mean, last night alone, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, 0-11 with 6 strikeouts. It can't be that. I don't care if it's Yu Savage, Randy Johnson, Bob Gibson, whoever's on the mound. It cannot be that last night for a lineup that is as loaded as the Los Angeles Dodgers have it. And now, for Toronto, this thing looks very, very real. One win away, it looks very, very real. And in addition to what Yu Savage did, the lineup continues to be consistent. And this lineup, I mean, they didn't even wait for Dodger fans to sit down in their seats. They jumped on him last night. 2 home runs in the first 3 pitches of the game. How about Davis Schneider, the guy replacing George Springer? See you later. Like 2 pitches later, Vlad Guerrero Jr., I'm going yard. Like, this thing, they didn't even wait. Dodgers fans getting their Dodger dogs, their peanuts, their Cracker Jacks, their beers, whatever the hell they're getting at the concession stands. They sit down. Damn, we already down 2-0. What the hell happened? Like, that is how relentless the Toronto Blue Jays have been. And this goes to what we were saying on the show yesterday on Wednesday, and we had Steve Phillips on. He agreed with it as well. But through 5 games, there's no question who the better team has been. And I'm saying this as someone who thought the Dodgers would win in four or five games. But the Blue Jays, if we're being completely honest, have been the better team. I mean, all the authentic victories that they've had in this series. Game one, they dominate the Dodgers. Game four, they dominate the Dodgers. Last night, game five, they dominated the Dodgers again. And over the course of 162, yeah, the Dodgers are the better team. But in this particular series, a best of seven, it's been Toronto without a doubt. And honestly, like I said yesterday on the show, you could make the argument that the Dodgers should have been down 3-1 heading into last night's game. And based off of that, this series could be over. Like the Dodgers are very, very lucky that coin flip 18-inning marathon game went their way, because had it not, this thing is Dodgers lose it in five, which would have been absolutely stunning based on the conversation heading into this series. Now, with the Blue Jays being the better team through five games, and now they're going back home to Toronto with two chances to win one game and win a World Series for the first time since 1993, the betting market now at BetMGM has Toronto appropriately priced. The series price right now at BetMGM, Toronto minus 250, LA plus 200. Now your game six market, Dodgers a minus 140 favorite, Blue Jays plus 120 with a total of 7.5, because the Dodgers have the dude on the mound, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, coming off back-to-back complete game performances, one against the Brewers, and of course game two in Toronto against the Blue Jays. He'll be going up against Kevin Gausman. Of course, pitching matchup, big-time edge for the Dodgers, in my opinion. I mean, back-to-back complete games. He has another game of 6 2/3 against the Reds and a bad start against the Phillies. But for the most part, he's been an absolute stud in this October. Like an ERA of 1.57 for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Like, this dude has been the guy, and it's exactly who the Dodgers want on the mound. And I think game six, Friday night, I do think the Dodgers are going to win that game. But when it comes down to a game seven, and it's Tyler Glass now on the mound against Max Scherzer, at the Rogers Center, with that raucous crowd, that crazy environment, I don't have any faith in the Dodgers winning both of these games. They'll probably get them on Friday, but I do believe last night the Blue Jays put themselves squarely in the winner's circle in this fall classic. I think Toronto is going to be your World Series champion. Not a matter of if, just a matter of when. On the other side, we'll tackle the top stories throughout the world of sports, including Thursday Night Football in South Beach between the Ravens and the Dolphins.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.